You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Here's what you should know. Since Saturday, a massive trove of Facebook data has circulated publicly, splashing information from roughly 533 million Facebook users across the internet. It's all the kind of information that may already have been leaked or scraped from some other source, but it's yet another resource that links all that data together and ties it to each victim, presenting tidy profiles to scammers, phishers, and spammers on a silver platter. Facebook eventually explained to Wired and on its blog that the recently public trove of 533 million records is an entirely different data set that attackers created by abusing a flaw in a Facebook address book contacts import feature. Facebook says it patched the vulnerability in August 2019, but it's unclear how many times the bug was exploited before then. There's some new technology out in the form of a sticker that absorbs sweat, and it just might diagnose cystic fibrosis in infants. The new technology was presented in a study published last week in Science Translational Medicine. A team of researchers reported creating a malleable, coin-sized sticker that changes color as it absorbs progressively higher salt concentrations, indicative of cystic fibrosis. In case you are wondering, cystic fibrosis is basically when the body's mucus gets thicker and stickier, making breathing a struggle, and often trapping dangerous bacteria in the lungs. It also disrupts digestive enzymes from traveling out of the pancreas and into the gut, causing inflammation and malnutrition. And since the 1960s, measuring chloride has given doctors their clearest diagnoses, but the tools are expensive, bulky, and hard to fit onto a squirming infant. And Wired.com has an essay on the future of technology. Instead of asking what's next, the writer proposes that there's no natural law that says there must be a next big thing. He said, instead of big ideas, perhaps the world needs lots of little solutions instead, like cheap devices that do certain things more pleasantly than your phone does them. And a lot of the time, we may not need any solution at all. From his perspective, he says that sometimes it feels like the paradigm is inverted. Technology was the mold growing across human systems. Software was eating the world. Now it feels like humans are the mold growing on technology. His prediction? The next big thing is us, just plain old people, humans using language, humans accepting limits. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech,
the coronavirus pandemic,
climate change,
disinformation and election security,
what policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.